are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say on this day of the week? It's come round rather quickly, I must say, for me at any rate. It is TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday, boys and girls. It is Friday. It is the 19th of August. And it's lovely to be with you this morning. Let's go and take a look at some of the things relevant to today's date, the 19th of August, around the world. Afghan Independence Day today. Now, this was commemorating the Treaty of Rawalpindi in 1919, granting independence from Britain. Afghanistan. They got a bit of a problem anyway. The August Revolution commemoration day today, that's in Vietnam. Birthday of Crown Princess Mette Marti, this is in Norway. National Aviation Day today in the United States. And last but not least, let's be nice today, shall we? Today is World Humanitarian Day today.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Riding a bike, channel me, murder me.
чата, у меня чата на най. Чоу зад си питен рокин дила, бро, дейлайт. А ир он би ескей клоп, ту раки сон ай.
There we go, yes, two English rock bands bring us in this morning, well, British at any rate. Don't Bring Me Down, and that is from ELO, of course, the Electric Light Orchestra. Before that, it was Escape Club and Wild Wild West. And talking about, British artists. What have I done to deserve this? It's the Pet Shop Boys together with Dusty Springfield. Dusty Springfield in there with the Pet Shop Boys, and what have I done to deserve this? All right, now let's see, what have I got for you this morning? It's been a busy week this morning, this week, hasn't it? And today, well, it's time for me to just sort of sit back and relax a little bit and rummage through the music collection, see what I can find for you that you might enjoy this morning. And also we will be checking in for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. This is with Ingrid. I don't know if she's still in Pedersea, but she was coming back. I hope she's going to be staying down there for a few days. And also, being Friday and the last hour today, we look at what, where and when. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. Talking of which, I'll just say a very good morning to Senor Francisco. He's going to be at the book fair starting today. He's also going to be there Sunday. I'm going to pop over and see him. If you remember, Senor Francisco, he asked me to bring him some coins back when I went on my travels. So I'll pop over and see him and give him those on Sunday. That's going to be rather nice. And also, a very good morning to Mary Lou. She's up, of course, bright and breezy, as she is in the mornings. But as for now, talking of the mornings, it is, 15 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock. So it's time to put you in the shower this morning. All right, so just sit back and relax and adjust the water a little bit. Okay, there we go. Oh, by the way, if it's too hot, just shout out. We can adjust that, don't worry. There we go, in the shower this morning. Michael Jackson, of course, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. I was just rummaging because I was listening to that, and I think, don't stop till you get to the bus stop. Don't stop till you get to the bus stop. That's what, you know, I'm trying to work out exactly what it was he was singing. And that's what it sounds like to me. Don't stop till you get to the bus stop. It's not, though. I thought I'd look up the lyrics and just see exactly what it is. It's keep on with a force. And don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. So there you are. That's what it is. Just sounds a little bit different, doesn't it? It is Friday morning, by the way, boys and girls. Lovely to be with you this morning. And don't forget, you can always join in the fun here on The Breakfast Show. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
With Jerry D.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven on
Yes, indeed. Heaven is a place on earth, and that is Belinda Carlisle on this morning's breakfast show. Keep an eye on the time, boys and girls. We are 28, just coming down for 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this Friday morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And it is The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place when you read it, aren't it? A Friday morning. That nice. TGIF. Right, let's take a look at some of the local news, starting off with President Laurentino Cortizo's sanctioning this Thursday. This is Law 316 of the 18th of August, which regulates situations of conflict of interest in the public service, an initiative that was promoted by the independent deputy Gabriel Silva. Now, this new law establishes a series of measures to prevent and regulate cases of conflict of interest in the various entities, and it is addressed mainly to ministers, deputy ministers, the comptroller, ombudsman, diplomatic and consular chiefs, superintendents of banks, securities markets, insurance and reinsurance, and members and boards of directors that manage public funds. Now, the deputies, the magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice, the judges, prosecutors, attorney of the nation and administration, the president and the vice president of the republic will also be obliged to follow this rule. Now, they must not receive gifts, donations, favors, invitations or services under advantageous conditions that could represent a conflict of interest. Each official mentioned above must make a sworn declaration of particular interest within a period of 30 days once they take office. This statement must be updated within the first 10 days of each year if you remain in office. The President of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, Benicio Robinson, announced that the budget hearings to evaluate the economic allocations to state entities for 2023 will begin this Monday. Robinson made the announcement on Wednesday night when the Commission finished the process of transferring items and the support to the General State Budget for 2023 by the Ministry of Economy and Finance. During the support by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, it was highlighted that the budget includes $4,565 million for the health sector, $3.85 million for education and culture, $3,969 million in protection and social security, $1,704 million for public order, scrutiny and security and justice, $217 million for environment and technology, and also $534 million in the justice sector. The Ministry of Health confirmed on Thursday the fifth case of the monkeypox in the country, the second recorded this week. According to information from the Ministry of Health, a report from the Department of Epidemiology reported that it is a 57-year-old Panamanian patient who resides abroad. The Ministry of Health specified that the patient is in a stable condition and that he is in isolation in a hospital health facility. In addition, he is subjected to the protocols and treatments established for the management of these cases. It is highlighted that a health person proceeded to carry out traceability to search for the contacts of this person in order to establish prevention and control measures to contain the spread of the virus. Through Agreement 2-2022, the Superintendency of Non-Financial Subjects established the guidelines and directives on the obligations in terms of prevention of money laundering and financing of terrorism for lawyers and accountants. The measure explained the regulator is part of the policies to raise the level of compliance with a risk-based approach with the ultimate goal of strengthening the money laundering prevention system. Now, it is pointed out that many of the obligations are already established by the different laws that do establish the money laundering prevention regime, but in this document they are being defined more clearly, explained Carrizo. In the provinces of Panama and West Panama, 14 raids were carried out on Thursday to locate suspects involved in the removal of supplies from the Social Security Fund, the CSS. As of 7:15 a.m, 11 people had been apprehended in this operation. Preliminary reports indicate that those captured are officials and former officials of the CSS. According to the investigations, those presumed involved were engaged in stealing supplies in different warehouses of the Social Security, a situation that caused the shortage of medicines in medical centres. After 2 days of closure, some owners of small and medium-sized pharmacies opened their doors on Wednesday and carried out an inventory of the medicines that are part of the group that since the 15th of August has had a 30% reduction in its price to the consumer. The laboratories must recognize the price differences in the inventory of medicines that they have through credit notes to the distributors in the same way that the distributors will do to the pharmacies. This is according to contractual commercial relationship between each of the parties. Regarding the fact that now any agent will be able to import medicines directly, this is from Senor Perez, who is the president, by the way, the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, Orlando Perez. He went on to say that he acknowledged that individually perhaps a small pharmacy is not capable of importing. He said that it will be up to them to organize themselves administratively and financially to do it and improve prices. And I would imagine from that, the group of you get together and form a cooperative, which is a good idea. You'd be able to do it that way and make sure you have the right people and the right procedures in place. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, and the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, did sign Executive Decree 115 of the 16th of August, which repeals Executive Decree 95 of the 14th of May of 2019 and regulates Law 1 of January the 10th of 2001. It states here on medicines and other products for human health, which allows importation under the health registry. Investigations already have strong indications of the method and tools used by the thieves in the Caledonia branch of the National Bank of Panama. This was revealed by the National Deputy Director of Judicial Investigation, Pablo Villarreal. Villarreal indicated that the video surveillance cameras have been analyzed and it has been possible to determine the method of entry of the thieves to the bank. Therefore, there are strong indications of how people inside the BNP participated, the type of tools used, and the probable time of the operation. The public ministry, for its part, reported that the BNP officials filed the complaint in the morning of the 15th of August and that the investigation was left to the anti-corruption prosecutor's office. The National Bank of Panama, for its part, assured that it was collaborating with the investigation and that, for now, that branch, inaugurated back in 1972, would remain closed. So there we go. That's some of the things in the local news. We'll be looking at those in more detail a bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. You're listening for The Breakfast Show, and we are on 89.3 Cool FM. How about a kiss? Well, they are kiss.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Oh, come on now, it's Friday. You know we're born to be alive.
We were born to be alive.
There we go, that's Patrick Hernandez and Born to Be Alive, and the one before that did come from Kiss, and it was I Was Made for Loving You. I tell you what, while doing my rummaging, I came across this. This is a quote from writer George Orwell. He says, everybody at 50 has the face that they deserve. What did I do wrong? that was a little quote for you. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 13 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Top of the hour, we will take a look at some of the international headlines. 7.30, we'll take a look at some of the international business headlines as well. And in between the two, we'll look at the weather.
Show with Jerry D.
Her name is Yola, and Dancing Away in Tears. And before that was Calvin Harris, featuring Normani, Tinashe, and Offset on there. And, the title? Well, that was just simply called, it was a very short title, and it's New to You. No, that's the name of the song. New to You. Right, we're about 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. Just quickly, I was taking a little rummage around looking at some of the stories and came across this on the BBC. It says Apple has released an update to fix security flaws on its iPhone, iPad and Mac devices, which it says hackers may have actively exploited. The tech company said that the new software provides important security updates and is recommended for all users. The flaw could allow hackers to take complete control of affected devices, industry experts have suggested. The update has been made available to iPhone 6s and later, iPad Pro, iPad Air 2 and later, and iPad 5th generation and later. It's also available to the iPad Mini 4 and later versions of the iPod Touch 7th generation. Mac users running macOS Monterey are also being encouraged to update. So there we go. Don't forget what we were talking about yesterday with Dr. Computer about ransomware. Got to be very careful. That is Huey Lewis and the Lewis. Lewis, the news. Lewis and Lewis. And that was Perfect World. And time on the radio show, just making our way up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. It says here that the German economy became more dependent on China in the first half of 2022, with direct investment and its trade deficit reaching new heights, despite political pressure on Berlin to pivot away from Beijing, according to research seen by Reuters. At the same time, growth in German exports to China weakened significantly, the German Economic Institute said in its study, citing economists pointing to a trend towards more local production in the Chinese market. A Palestinian man died of his wounds on Friday after Israeli forces shot him. The Palestinian Health Ministry said this was during what Israel's military said was an early morning raid against suspected militants in the occupied West Bank. Salah Tawfiq Sawafta, 58, was shot in the head in the West Bank city of Tubas, the Palestinian Ministry said. His nephew told Reuters that Swafta was walking back home after the morning prayer when he was hit. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said on Friday that Russia's military presence at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine is a guarantee against what he called a Chernobyl scenario, referring to the 1986 nuclear catastrophe. Yesterday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ivan Nechayev said that a UN proposal to demilitarize the area around the nuclear plant was, quote, unacceptable. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, was occupied by Russia in March. It remains near the front line and has repeatedly come under fire in recent weeks, raising fears of a nuclear disaster. Both Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of shelling the facility. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said that he will discuss the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant issue with Russian President Vladimir Putin after talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, according to the text of an interview. Zelensky said that Russia must remove all mines in the area, Erdogan said in an interview with reporters on his flight back from Ukraine's Lviv on Thursday. Rishi Sunak, one of the two candidates vying to replace Boris Johnson as British Prime Minister, has called on the G20 to bar Russia President Vladimir Putin from its the page isn't moving. Here we go. From his meetings until Moscow halts the war in Ukraine. This is according to his spokesperson on Friday. Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will attend the G20 summit in the resort island of Bali this November, a long-time advisor to the Indonesian president said earlier. And China said on Friday its sanctions on Lithuania's deputy transport minister were an appropriate and reasonable response to her recent visit to Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin spoke after Lithuania demanded China remove sanctions imposed on Lithuanian Deputy Transport and Communications Minister Agnė Vyacheslavičiūtė. This is for visiting Taiwan. US Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall said on Friday that China's actions around Taiwan increase the level of risk, and he hoped that China's behavior returns to the norms that were established before. China, which claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, has been staging military exercises this month to show its anger about a visit to Taipei of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, blaming Washington for the tension. A Shanghai court on Friday sentenced a Chinese-Canadian billionaire, Xiao Jianghuo, not seen in public since 2017, to 13 years in jail, and fined his Tomorrow Holdings conglomerate 55.03 billion yuan, which works out at about 8.1 billion US dollars, a record in China. Xiao and Tomorrow Holdings were charged with illegally siphoning away public deposits, betraying the use of entrusted property, and the illegal use of funds and bribery, the Shanghai First Intermediate Court has said. And lastly, an Indonesian man who was jailed for his role in the deadly 2002 Bali bombings that killed hundreds of people could be released on parole in the coming days. This is after the latest reduction in his sentencing, a law official said on Friday. Umar Patek, a member of the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Jamiah Islamiyah, was sentenced to 20 years in jail by an Indonesian court in 2012 after he was found guilty of mixing bombs that ripped through two Bali nightclubs a decade earlier, killing 202 people. That's it. Some of the items in the international news this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Time right now is 7 minutes, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Down.
now. That's called Let It Whip. Cut from the Daz Band. 11 minutes. It is 11 minutes right now after 7 o'clock. Good morning to Renee. Renee, you just dropped us a little note. This morning says, good Friday morning. Up and running early today. Movers coming to do an assessment. Yes, they are moving out. A public service announcement, by the way. If you haven't used or worn something in a year, get rid of it. Know the feeling. We were just away for, just about a month when on our vacation when we came back. Nature takes over, doesn't it? In a very short period of time. You could perhaps, you could please play Billy Joel and Moving Out. There we go. That's for Renee this morning. Moving Out, or Anthony's song from Billy Joel. I tell you what, I was just this morning on a Friday morning. I like to take a little bit of a rummage around the internet, and I came across this story. It just goes to prove really that don't worry, diplomacy is not dead. Kim Yo Jong. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's powerful sister has slammed Seoul's offer of economic aid in return for denuclearization steps, calling it the height of absurdity. No one barters their destiny for cornflakes, she said in a statement. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol had on Wednesday he had reiterated the plan, which he first mentioned back in May. But Ms. Kim said on Friday that Mr. Yoon should shut his mouth and called him simple and still childish. Told you. Diplomacy is alive and well.
It's worked so far, but not out yet.
I wanna know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Your energy. There we go. What's on your mind? And that's from the Information Society. Talking of information, I think that's what we are at the moment, is the Information Society here in the mornings. Let's take a look, shall we, see what the weather's doing. I can tell you, looking out the studio window, looks like it could be a nice day again, which will be rather nice for a Friday, won't it? Anyway, let's take a look at today's forecast. And this is from our friends at ITESA, their Hydrometeorology Department. There's a long word for you. Now, let's start off, as we do, over in the province of Colón, Costa Rica. We're looking at maximum temperature today of 30 degrees and 23 minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, bit of a relief from yesterday when it was up at 38, 84% relative humidity though, and we're looking at isolated showers during the course of the morning, afternoon, and just a few showers to night. What was the difference between isolated showers and a few showers? have to look it up. Now, let's move across to West Panama, to this side of the isthmus, and we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius max, 24 minimum, 35, the thermal sensation, and 78% relative humidity. So that's a little bit better on this side. We're looking at isolated showers this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Here in the metropolitan area, 30 degrees Celsius max, 23 minimum, pretty much the same right across the isthmus, 35 degrees the thermal sensation with 78% relative humidity. Partially cloudy, they reckon, for this morning. As I say, right now there seems to be more sun than cloud, which is rather nice. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and it'll be back to being partially cloudy tonight. Now, it is the weekend. A lot of you might be making your move today to go out to the Perlis Islands. That's when the little gin palace is out there. Lucky you. 30 degrees Celsius out in the Perlis Islands. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 25 being the minimum. And 35 being the thermal sensation. So max 30, min 25. Thermal sensation 35 and relative humidity not too bad for out there actually at 79%. Those isolated showers this morning, few showers in the afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. Moving from our forecast on to maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. Low tide was at 2:51 this morning, and that was 0.88 of a metre. High tide, 9:05 this morning, 4.36 metres. Low tide again, 3:25 in the afternoon, 0.98 of a metre. Last high tide, that will be at 9:36 tonight, and that'll be 3.9 metres. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 1:53 this morning, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide will be at 7:14. We just missed that by getting on for about 10 minutes. And that is 0.12 of a metre. Low tide again, 11:58, I'm sure, yeah, a.m., yes, just before midday, 0.03 of a metre. High tide, 7:14, that's the last one tonight, 0.37 of a metre. So there are your tides for today. Looking at the sea conditions for today, starting with the Caribbean, we have no warnings this morning. Good conditions for you. We're looking at 16 to 22 kilometres an hour winds coming from the east-northeast with 4-foot waves this morning. In the afternoon, we are continuing with good conditions. Winds are dropping right down to a very slight breeze at 3 to 8 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast, and waves will be at 3 feet in the afternoon. Now, taking a look at the Pacific, we've had some small craft advisories this week. We've got one for you this morning as well. 18 to 22 kilometre an hour winds, that's going to be coming from a northerly direction with 4-foot waves. In the afternoon, well, we've got good conditions. Things are improving. The winds have dropped down to 8 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. And waves, well, they're going to be at 4 feet. So there we go. There's your weather for this morning. Brought to you here on The Breakfast Show.
Smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided,
Ah, I do like that one. That's Train and Hey Soul Sister. Right, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 28 minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. And I just want to say a big thank you to our advertisers and sponsors here on The Breakfast Show. Talking of which, let me just remind you about this. Now, Lumicentro has now more than 50 years of illuminating Panamanian life. They're inviting you to visit any of its 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. Up to 90% on more than 1,400 selected lamps, and this is running from August the 11th to the 21st, okay? Ceiling fans up to 20% off, smart lights, air conditioners, and much more as well. So do pop along to Lumicentro. I mean, 50 years illuminating Panamanian life. Oh, that's just after they had candles, isn't it? So do go along. I go there myself, and, you know, lighting is really important in your home. That's one of the things I must admit I do like to fiddle around with. Now, let's also say a very good morning and thanks to our sponsors, and that's Encuentra 24. And they've got the biggest, that's where you'll find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest prices here in Panama, now on Encuentra 24. And with the service Entrega Domicilio, guess what? You get free delivery and 10% off, only at Encuentra 24. Making a way into work right now, feeling a little bit peckish, especially if you're working perhaps around the Pacific Center, because right next to the Pacific Center, this is in the Paitia Mall, you'll find the De Gourmet store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store, and they're waiting for you. Find some nice things perhaps there to take to the office for your breakfast, and I'll tell you, well, later on, you can go and get a grab and go. You can. Can't beat a bit of grab and going, I can tell you. So, anyway, oh, by the way, British Ball. How many of you like to go to the British Ball? That amazing event. It's back, yes. After being away due to COVID and everything else, it is back this year, 2022. It's on Saturday, the 3rd of December, and kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. $125 tickets are on sale now, $125 per person, but I tell you, it is really a gala night. It's one of the social events of the year. You can go to tickets at BritishBallPanama.com for more information. Also, you can go to the website, which is www.BritishBallPanama.com. Only 250 tickets are available. All right, so do pop along now. And that's it. That's I just wanted to tell you a few things. And, well, there they are.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
And what should we do right now? We're going to take a look and see what is happening in the world of business out there in the big wide open world. European stocks indices, they fell on Friday. This was after German producer prices saw their biggest rise on record, while the dollar hit a one-month high as investors stayed cautious. Asian stocks had struggled to find direction, with concerns about the health of China's economy weighing on sentiment. And by 8:20 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, was down 0.3% on the day. In Europe, German producer prices, which are seen as a leading indicator for inflation, saw their highest ever increases in July. Data released early in the session showed, as energy costs continued to surge. Energy prices were up 105% compared with July of 2021, mainly due to the higher prices for natural gas and electricity. Natural gas prices had hit a record closing high on Thursday. Germany's finance minister said on Friday that the economic outlook for Germany is, quote, gloomy. Europe's stocks at 600 was down 0.4% on the day, on track for a 0.4% weekly decline too. Cryptocurrencies, by the way, they fell sharply on Friday with sudden selling, dragging Bitcoin to a three-week low. The reason for the drop was not immediately clear. Bitcoin fell as much as 7.7% to $21,404 over a few minutes during the European morning. It recovered slightly and last stood at around about $22,047. Ether was last down 5%, and that was at 1,753. Shoppers over there in Britain spent more than expected last month after being enticed by online shopping deals. Official figures have shown on Friday that sales volumes look set to resume their decline as households face the highest inflation in 40 years. Retail sales volumes adjusted for inflation and the time of year rose 0.3% on the month in July, their first increase in 3 months. In contrast to economies, expectations for a 0.2% drop in a Reuters poll. Trouble over in London with transport. London's transport network ground to a halt on Friday as train and bus workers held strikes over pay and conditions. The latest in a summer of labour market disputes as double-digit inflation eats into wages. All London Underground and Overground train lines were suspended or part suspended, and dozens of bus routes in the west of the city were disrupted, Transport for London has said. Tens of thousands of workers from the wider National Rail Network walked out on Thursday and will do so again on Saturday, just to cheer everybody up. And China's cyberspace watchdog wants to build an affectionate relationship between internet enterprises and the government. A senior official said the latest verbal assurance to an industry still on edge after a long and bruising regulatory crackdown. Niu Yibing, Vice Minister of the Cyberspace Administration of China, told a news conference on Friday that the agency was supportive of the sector's healthy development and wanted to create a healthy, get-to-the-top, can-do entrepreneurial atmosphere. It's just nice to hear that China wants to be affectionate to anybody. Taiwan said on Friday it has not been informed about a so-called Chip 4 meeting that would include it, the United States, South Korea and Japan, but added that the island has always cooperated closely with the United States on supply chains. South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin this week said that Seoul expects to attend a preliminary meeting of the four chip manufacturing nations, describing the gathering as US-led. That's it. There's our look, looking at some of the international business news this morning here on The Breakfast Show 89.3 Cool FM.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. You kid, I get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say, oh, it's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, we'll be united. see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. So birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
There we go, bubbly. Michael Bublé, haven't met you yet. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 89.3 Cool FM. Good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a TGIF. She's, when she wrote this, she was on her can of sardines, making her way into work. Wishes everybody a good day. And after a frantic week, she's had a bit of a tough week. I know that, Mary Lou. And I want a little bit of peace, she says. Asked if we could please play, it's a track from Slade and it's called Run, Run Away.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Oh, that's ended rather quickly, didn't it? Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses. Before that, it was the one for Mary Lou Slade and Run, Run Away. Time on this morning's breakfast show, we're 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come this morning, and around about half an hour's time, we'll check in with Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for a Friday. And in the last hour this morning, if you want to know where you can be going, what you can be doing, and when you can be doing it, that's going to be coming up with Yasmin in the last hour. No doubt a couple of tracks from this day in music relevant to today's date. As for right now, this is Todrick Hall. It's called Breathe.
Loving you's my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to fight, yeah, we ride or die, and I can't be with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. Fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
It's better than coffee. Something, why must I hurt myself?
myself all the time. Why does it hurt?
My favourite from Mr. Will Young. Why does it hurt?
To feel something. Why must I hurt myself all the time?
By the way, if you think absent-mindedness was something of today, oh, listen to this. A plague upon it! I have forgotten the map. This was William Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 1. It was in reference to the map divvying up Henry IV's kingdom among rebellious aristocrats, which had been absent-mindedly forgotten by their leader, Sir Harry Hotspur. I wonder where Tottenham Hotspur's name came from. So there you are, yes, you can feel a little bit, well, a little bit relieved by that. Makes me feel a bit better. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is the Jets, and it's called Make It Real.
Maybe. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Yeah.
Okay, we started off with Robert Palmer and Bad Case of Loving You, those two. And that was followed on, well, open the container, what do you get? Instant funk, of course, and I got my mind made up. We're 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's Freaky. And it's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. Let's get started. Well, I just got back from a wonderful trip, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the area of Petosi. It was my first time down to the peninsula, and I'm telling you, I am headed back there anytime soon. What a glorious, most beautiful area. Can't believe I didn't know how gorgeous it was. Let me tell you a few fun facts about it first, and then I'll give you a little short, brief tour of what happened. All right, Petosi is a picturesque town in the Azuero de Peninsula. The tiled floors with Spanish colonial architecture. One of the best ways to unveil its beauty is by a bicycle. Bicycling from town to town, from the town center all the way to its neighboring villages. The charming Petosi is a great base to explore the region's beaches, natures, and is becoming an increasingly popular destination. The other, take a boat to Isla Iguana, which we did. Only 8 kilometers off the coast of Petosi lies Isla Iguana, with turquoise water, white sands, mangroves, and an exciting underwater life to discover on a snorkeling tour. It's a perfect day trip. Make sure you visit both Playa El Cerca, Cerral, and Playita El Faro, two of the most beautiful beaches of the Azuero Peninsula. Don't forget to beach hop while you're there. The Azuero Peninsula is surrounded by the beaches that are great for surfing and relaxing. Some of the best ones are in the area in Petosi include the long golden sand beaches of Playa del Toro, Playa El Largato, and the famous for its fantastic bodyboard breaks in the Playa Arnal, where you can get the best ride to Isla Iguana. Don't forget, there's Cambutal. It's surrounded by one of the peninsula's few coastal forests. Playa Cambutal is also close to the Cerro Haya National Park, perfect for surfing, kayaking, horseback riding, and to see those baby turtles. It's also one of the most untouched areas of Panama and home to the endangered scarlet macaw. Surfing in Playa Banal, Playa is one of Panama's hippest beach towns. Besides being it's one of the country's best surfing spots, the village has developed a really cool vibe with lots of hostels, venues where the action continues long after sunset. And don't forget the most celebrated time of the year, Carnival in Las Tablas. It's the biggest party of the year with an explosion of colors, costumes, 4 days of nonstop parades. It's the most impressive display of Panamanian culture that brings together people from all walks of life and all ethnic groups. Ah, don't forget, Chitre is the capital of Herrera, a province that forms part of the peninsula, known for its beautiful plazas, church, parks, bakeries, and the Museo de la Herrera, an anthropological, anthropology museum, discovering the city by foot and getting to meet the locals. It's a slower pace of life, it's a relaxing sound, it's also just divine. Don't forget to visit the Cathedral of San Juan Batista, the beautiful testimony of Spanish colonial architecture in the Azueros. With frescoes and statues, the church is dedicated to the town's patron saint and hosts religious celebrations all year round. Now, we drove by, but we didn't go through the arid Sarigua National Park, which is also very popular, which is otherwise known for being covered in rainforest, obviously in Panama, and less vegetation. But this is a Sarigua desert. The national park is divided between the semi-desert area and fragmented soils and the seashore. The area is the oldest pre-Columbian settlement in Panama. Currently, it's inhabited by pelicans, scorpions, kingfishers, and grasshoppers. Well, I will tell you, I had an idea of what I was going to expect on this birthday tour, which, by the way, I'm going to sing happy birthday at the end of this to the cook. It's her birthday today. And the whole point of going to the whale watch, besides having a good time, was to give the birthday girl something she wanted to do. She wanted to go whale watching. Well, I don't know if that was so much for her now as it was for me. Oh, my Lord. So we get up early. We get out on that boat. We're taking the boat, and we're bouncing all around, you know, and having a good time. Our tour guide, Luis, on the boat is great. We got 4 girls, and we're riding on this boat. And all of a sudden, we pull up on this small pod of whales. They were so close to the boat. We turned the boat off, and I have this video of these beautiful whales coming up and going down. They didn't do anything like the breaching that you see or slappy that you see. They were just very calm and very easy going up and down. And I started to bawl my eyes out. The most beautiful thing in the world, these giant, magnificent beasts. Here they are in the water. And they were so, so beautiful, so calm, so gentle. We went on then to go into the island, the Iguana Island, and they were hermit crabs. Well, hermit crabs? Nah, that's what I said, yeah. The ones who change shells, I think those are called hermit crabs, and iguanas and all kinds of stuff. The snorkeling there was divine. I got to see the fish, the parrotfish, the big angelfish. I couldn't believe the quality of the fish in there while I was snorkeling. It was just beautiful. And there were tons of them. I felt like I was swimming in an aquarium. And then we saw from the shore some whales going up, and I couldn't tell exactly what they were doing. So we jumped in the boat and went out to the where we saw the whales, and they were slapping their fins. It was a mommy, poppy, and a little baby whale. One would get up on its back and flap the left fin and then the right fin. And the next whale would do the same thing, left fin, the right fin. And then the little baby whale would stick its tail up and then slap its tail down and says, "Dad, I'm doing it." And then it kept saying, "Mommy, I'm doing the tail fin. Mommy, I'm doing the tail fin." So finally, Mama did a tail flap. Oh, my goodness. We were there for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and they just danced for us. They were the most beautiful creatures. I could hear them singing to us, the blowholes blowing out, which they had two holes, if you remember from last week, blowing the air out of their beautiful, beautiful blowholes. My goodness. It was a magical moment, and we kept our distance, and we did not try to get close to, you know, some people are kind of stupid and say, "I want to touch them." No, you don't touch them. These are wild creatures, and this is where they come. They are the only animal who migrates as far as they do. All the way from Alaska, they have the longest migration in order to give birth to their babies, and we got to see the babies. We also saw lots of dolphins with babies, and normally I'm super excited about dolphins, but after seeing those humpback whales, dolphins was like, "Huh, oh yeah, there's some more dolphins, huh, oh yeah." But the whales, oh, if you get a chance, this is whale watching season, and it is worth the trip. We stayed in a cute little bed and breakfast. The floor was a little slippery, and I went, oops, and poop, landed on my buttocks and hit my head a little bit, but I'm fine, I'm okay. But it was a cute place. It was about 6 minutes from the beach. Very nice. We broadcasted yesterday and talked to April for just a second or two, but if you get a chance, please go out into Panama. Now that curfews are gone and COVID seems to be under control, go see this beautiful country. Take the time to get in a car, take a train, take a bus. Get out there and go see this beautiful country and have a moment and walk around and smell those beautiful flowers. Look at all the fruit growing on the trees. Unbelievable. The amount of cattle farms and the houses down there. I'm so sorry, but those were incredible houses. You can tell the wealth of the people who are living and working there. Everybody had a beautiful house and no garbage on the streets. They were so proud of all of that they had. Their fence posts were, the tips were painted. It's just go see this beautiful country. And this is from your intrepid outdoor reporter. I am so excited. I now have to take a break and go lay down some more. It was been a glorious week. It's been a wonderful week. Thank you for joining me on this great trip. Back to you in the studio.
They sailed from port one morning when the weather it was fair. A gentle breeze it pushed them and no one gave a care. They laughed and danced and sang that night and opened up a keg. They're off to catch the monster whale that took the captain's leg. The captain said, "A piece of gold for him who sees my whale. So bend your backs and row me, lads, I know that we won't fail. Bend your backs and row me, lads, and take me to me whale. Tonight we'll sing and dance, and tomorrow night we'll sail. We'll sail into the harbor, no prouder men there'll be. We'll show them upon the sea." They spied the whale one morning when the weather it was fair.
the cruel whitest ghost, but the captain didn't care. I'll take this whale myself, he cried, the weak can stay behind. The strong can share my glory, and tonight they'll share my wine. The whale came up closer, it was bigger than the sky. They lowered down the longboats and they heard the captain cry. Oh, bend your backs and roll me, lads, and take me to me whale. Tonight we sing and dance, and tomorrow night we'll sail. We'll sail into the harbor, no powder men there be. We'll show them all we captured, the monster from the sea. The whale came so close that it almost hit the boat. The captain raised his harpoon and he rammed it down its throat. The whale gave a mournful cry and lifted its great tail and brought it down, a-smashing on this small boat like a gale. Now 100 years have passed since the captain and his men went down to spend eternity in Davy Jones's den. The whale, it goes on living, but inside it wears a scar. And if you're ever near that place, a voice calls from
us. There we go. That's called The Whale Song. And big thanks to Ingrid. I'm glad you had a great time. Sounds fun. But let me also say this morning, very happy birthday. You mentioned there to Keith. Good morning to the cook, and a happy birthday to you. We better do this.
Got my mind set on you. Set on you. I got my mind set.
There she goes, getting so emotional. That's Whitney Houston. And before that, that was George Harrison. And time on the... Got my mind set on you, by the way, is what it's called. Time on the Breakfast Show 15 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, got it for you at 9. Big thanks once again to our travel log this morning from Ingrid, and a happy birthday to Keitha. A couple of... It is Friday, so just a couple of things to remind you. Friday, what you can be doing tonight. One thing you'd be doing is like, well, it's like taking a trip to Hollywood, really. Like a holiday movie. With a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. Where's that? That's a Frank's Place, live music every Saturday as well, over there in downtown. This is the downtown mall, the strip mall, in Costa del Este. Frank's Place, all right. Now you can book with the number 394-6998, 394-6998, or 6320-1013, 6320-1013. Downtown Plaza, in Costa del Este, Frank's Place. First turning when you come off corridor going out to the airport, take that first turning into Costa del Este, and immediately turn to the right. Once you get in, there's a little slip road, you can do that. The other thing, of course, to remind you, is a good opportunity this weekend to pop along to Lumi Centro. Well, because now is the time to renew your lamps and make your house a better home. Lumi Centro, more than 50 years illuminating Panamanian life. They're inviting you to visit any of their 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. This is from the 11th of August to the 21st of August. So a good opportunity that point there. And as you are sort of making your way into the office and you want to get yourself, treat yourself to something for lunch, all you've got to do is pop along right next door. If you're in the Pacific Center, it's a good one. You can just pop next door. This is into the strip mall. This is the Paitia mall. There you will find the Day Gourmet store. And you will find the much sought after. Yes, you've got it. Time for a grab and go. Grab it, take it away and eat it. You might have a nice one where you can heat it up and eat it as well. Delicious dishes. They're ready to eat, ready to heat. Oh, that's a good one. Let's patent that. They're so good, they're ready to eat and ready to heat. And enjoy, of course. Day Gourmet Store, Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you. All right, and don't forget Encuentro 24, because if you've got a car to sell, they get rid of a car in it. Every 6 minutes, somebody buys a car on Encuentro 24. You have more than 5,000 cars to pick from just here in Panama, so do it quickly. So I say, they go fast. Encuentro 24. You publish it, you know what's going to happen, don't you? Yep, they're going to buy it.
Summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, at least not that way, but someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile with a breeze.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now, it can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living.
Oh, yes, indeed. One of the answers that came up in our little survey, which we're doing at the moment. If you see it around, by the way, on our Instagram and Facebook or whatever, please fill it in, send it back to us so we can keep an eye on what you want to hear. And one of the things that came up recently when I was looking was more back-to-backs. And I thought, yeah, why not? If you've got an artist that you like and you'd like us to do three back-to-backs, and drop us a little note, tell us who and what tracks you want, and, of course, why you want them. And there was my three. Because I think this is one of the best artists to come out for a long time. Joy Elizabeth Acther Crooks, just known as Joy Crooks. She's a British singer-songwriter. She incorporates details about her relationship, self-reliance, her culture, and her South London roots, and her identity in her music. Now, Crooks has released three extended plays since 2017 and was nominated for the Rising Star Award. That was in 2020. That was in the Brit Awards. Her debut studio album was called Skin. And that was that last piece we played was the title track from the album. This was released in October of last year to widely critical acclaim and reached the top five on the UK albums charts. We played that one, the last one, say, the title track from the album, Skin. And before that, one was Feet Don't Fail Me Now. And first one was, of course, my favourite of all time of hers, and which I've just sort of taken it off my playlist. And that was When You Were Mine. Why, how could I forget that one? When You Were Mine. So they are Joy Crooks, three in a row. If you've got a three in a row artist you'd like, we'll perhaps try and do one a day. Do let us know, and we'll do it. That's what to say. Breakfast Show is yours. We'll do what you want, apart from go away, of course. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
There we go. I'll tell you what, just to remind you as well, our friends at the De Gourmet store in Paitia Mall, there you can go and get your much sought after grabs and goes. Now these are for lunch, so remember that. But also you can get in there if you're early in the morning, go in there and get some empanadas and some lovely things like that for your breakfast. Delicious dishes, whatever time of day. And the grab and goes, well, you can just take those away for your lunch and eat and enjoy. It's as easy as that. The Gourmet store in Paitia Mall, they're waiting for you. And the other people that are waiting for you are our friends at Lumicentro, because they have a great offer for you. All right, they're saying basically, well, don't let your penthouse, or your penthouse, your PH, your horizontal building lose value, because... Well, it's time to renew lighting. Lumicentro, with more than 50 years illuminating Panamanian life, invites you to visit any of its 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo from August the 11th to the 21st. So don't forget that. Your property is going to get better value with good lighting. Doesn't matter really if it's a PH or a nice new house that you bought. Go along in Lumicentro. Give it that comfortable look that you'll enjoy. Lumicentro. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 minutes right now. That is after what? The hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And a couple of tracks as well from This Day in Music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. Thought it wouldn't matter if we didn't stay together. And if it was over, maybe it was for the better. I was thinking I'd be alright till I thought it all through. I don't wanna.
me dressed so fine, lose a bump of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets.
That must be one of my favourite songs from the 1960s. 1965 was when that was released, the summer of 1965. But Dylan had troubles with the record. He struggled to find the essence of the song, which was demoed originally without success. It was in three-quarter time. A breakthrough was made when it was tried in a rock music format, and a rookie session musician, Al Cooper, improvised the Hammond B2 organ riff, for which really the track is known. Columbia Records was unhappy with both the song's length, yes it is over 6 minutes, and its heavy electric sound, and was hesitant to release it. It was only when a month later a copy was leaked to a new popular music club and heard by influential DJs that the song was put out as a single. Although radio stations were reluctant to play such a long track, like a Rolling Stone, reached number two on the US Billboard charts, number one on the Cashbox chart, became a worldwide hit. It was an absolute classic of the time. Right, still to come, we're going to be chatting with Yasmin of What, Where and When, a couple of tracks as well from her this morning of This Day Music. But firstly, let me say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher drops to the line. Good morning to you, Christopher. He says, buenos dias, Jerry D, Yasmin and listeners. And you asked if we could play a track from you, from Linda Ronstadt. It's her rendition of La Cigarra.
Ya no me cante cigarra, que acabe tu sonsonete, que tu canto aquí en el alma como un puñal se me mete, sabiendo que cuando canta, pregonando vas tu muerte. Marinero, marinero, dime si es verdad que sabes, porque distinguir no puedo si en el fondo de los mares hay otro color más negro que el color de mis pesares. Ay, la la la. Un palomito al volar que llevaba el pecho herido, ya casi para llorar, me dijo muy afligido, ya me cansó de buscar. Correspondido bajo la sombra de un árbol y al compás de mi guitarra canto alegre este guapango, porque la vida se acaba y quiero morir cantando como duele la cigarra. Thank you.
Ay, ay, ay. What a lovely song that is. Linda Ronstadt and La Cigara. And Mary Lou agrees with something. That says, oh, beautiful song from Linda Ronstadt. Almost forgot it. Exactly. Beautiful song. Thank you for that, Christopher. Good choice. Enjoyed that. Time for us to take a little wander down the corridor and go see what is happening and where and when with our very own Yasmin. Good morning, Yas. Oh, hang on, wrong mic. Let's try it. Good morning, Yas.
Good morning. Yeah, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. We had a good time last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes, it was nice.
We did. We went and had a cocktail.
Kind of crazy at the beginning, but...
Yeah, because, well, yes, because there was a, was it Suntrax, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Suntrax were sort of protesting about something there, as they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lucky we left early, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
We left early, and, of course, the traffic trying to get into Casco. And we left early, but we got there in good time. Oh, we're not going to rush because nobody else can get here. And we went to the new hotel there, the La Compañía, had a couple of drinks.
Beautiful hotel.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, really done it nicely.
Yes.
Cocktails are good, too.
Oh, yes.
And then we wandered round to the Hotel Central.
Mm-hmm.
And we went along and enjoyed the launch of Kia. I guess really what seemed the main thing they were launching, of course, is their new logo, which is really nice. I like it.
And new beautiful cars.
Yeah, they always look. I mean, some of the car designs now coming out are really quite something. I mean, I know electric cars are one thing, but one of the things that has really changed the design of cars is the lighting we have available now. Which is the LED lighting.
Yes. Exactly.
And they've been really innovative with their illuminating ideas. So a good time was had by all. Thank you for the invite.
Exactly. Thank you to Bay Cardigans, the agency.
Ah, lovely.
Who invited us.
Good. Yes, bring it on. And what is happening in the world of entertainment, yes?
Okay, first of all, remember we have tickets to give away.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you remembered.
This is for the musical Peras en el Huerto.
Oh, okay.
Which will be pears in the orchard, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just pay attention because I'm going to tell you what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is a 100% Panamanian rock opera about the life of Agustín de Hipona. Do you know who's Agustín de Hipona? I didn't know either, but I had to investigate. It was Saint Augustine.
Oh, okay. I know Saint Augustine.
And this is going to be the tickets that we're going to give away today. It's for August 30 at 8 p.m. So the winners should go to Grada Radio to pick up their tickets. It could be today or tomorrow until 12. And the question is going to be, who's the opera about? Who's the musical about?
Okay.
That I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they can send a WhatsApp message, right?
Yeah, send it here.
The answer, their name, their full name, and that's all.
Okay, so we want the answer.
The first two people who can write on the WhatsApp are going to win the tickets. It's... We have two tickets for two people each one.
Okay, good. So two tickets each, and we want to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know your name.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
That's all, because we can see his cell phone number there. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, we can do that. So there, do that. We want to know who is it about, the answer. That's the answer we want. Your name. And that's it then, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you can, the first two to come in, win two tickets each.
Exactly. And this musical is going to be at Teatro Nacional.
Oh, okay.
So everybody needs to know that in advance.
Okay.
Also, I got a flyer.
Oh, tell you what.
I
guess we should give them the number just in case.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
6771-8822.
There you go. 6771-8822, or as I like to say, 677-1822. So drop us a WhatsApp. Remember, want the name of or who is the opera about? So yes, the name. That's the musical opera, and your name, and that's it. Don't get them confused because it won't be about you. Yep. And the number again, 677-1882.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So yes, do carry on.
Okay. The most of the activities this weekend is about the book fair, International
mm-hmm.
Book Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get more information at the Instagram of Cámara Panamena del Libro.
Mm-hmm.
They have more than 300 activities this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can get the books. And this is at Megapolis.
Okay.
Here in Avenida Balboa. And please go there, enjoy, and support the Panamanian writers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be all there.
Perfect.
So this is mm-hmm. an important event. Also tomorrow at night
mm-hmm.
at Frank's Place, the mm-hmm. restaurant, it's going to be live music as every Saturday. And this time they're going to have New Ants is the name of the the band.
New Ants.
New Ants.
Okay.
They are going to be playing tomorrow at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
8:30 p.m. So please go there and enjoy the delicious food and this great music.
Excellent.
Do you want me to continue with Born in This Day music?
Yes, let's do music. That's what a good lead-in.
Okay, both of them
mm-hmm.
were born in 1940.
Oh, good. They're older than me.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Johnny Nash.
Mm-hmm.
He was an American singer, songwriter, who had the 1972 U.S. number one single, I Can't See Clearly Now, and the 1975 U.K. number one single, Tears in My Pillow.
Mm, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play the I Can See Clearly Now.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said this would be a good theme tune for an optician.
Oh.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
Yes.
That's true.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright.
There we go, and that is Johnny Nash, and I can see clearly now. Tim, we've got somebody on the line that's just asked if we could repeat the question for the prize, for the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the name of the play is Peras en el Huerto, and I would like to know wishes about
it. Mm-hmm.
What is the topic of the
Who or what is it about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there we are, because... who is the opera about, or who or what is the opera about, and give us your name as well. Mm-hmm. So there we go. And all right, yes, carry on.
Mm-hmm. Next week, on August 26th to 27th, Ocho is the name of this performance. It's going to be four duos from the house that will be performing at Cielo. Remember Cielo? This is the home of Gramo Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at 8 p.m., the public will enjoy creativity and dance from the floor to the air with Compañía Gramo Dance. They will project 8 mirrors of human behavior. So that's next week.
Okay.
And you can get more information at Cielo or Compañía Gramo Dance. CIA Dance. Mm-hmm. It's on Instagram. You can find more information.
Okay.
Also, this weekend, San Felipe Neri Market. Do you know where is it? It's after the fish market.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Avenida Balboa, they're going to have Arte Folclórico.
Okay.
This is Plaza de San Felipe Neri Market from the 18th to the 21st of August from 10 a.m. They're going to have different presentations about folklore, Día de la Etnia, Día de la Cutarra y el Tambor.
Mm-hmm.
This is today. Tomorrow, Día de la Pollera y la Montuna.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, Día de los Diablicos y sus Expresiones.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance is free, and you can go there and enjoy everything about the folklore, Panamanian folklore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yes, and that's all that I have for this weekend.
All right, so we're going to do your next bonus day music.
Exactly, that is Roger Cook, songwriter, as a member of Blue Mink.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, UK number 3 single, Melting Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Cook has had more than 80 top 30 hits, including Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, You've Got Your Troubles, and more.
Actually, that one, the Long Cool Woman in the Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, isn't it? That's one of my favourites.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by the Kinks, that's one of my favourites.
Oh.
So, anyway, what I'm going to play right now, because as you say, he was a member of Blue Mink,
mm-hmm.
and we'll play that one, okay. And we'll be back. Okay.
Okay.
Better call up the queen. It's only fair that she knows, you know, you know what you need.
That's Blue Mink and Melting Pot. We've got a few busy people on here, you know, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we've already got our two winners.
Yay! Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, hang on. I better do the... Hey! Yay! Oh, what fun. Well, the first one we've got Anna Gloria Amelio.
Mm-hmm.
And she's came in and given us the answer. Mm-hmm. And... you want to give the answer, yes, so everybody knows what's right?
Well, yes, the musical is about San Agustin.
Exactly.
Saint,
yeah,
Agustin.
We gave a big hint, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, the other winner, is Evelyn. Evelyn
Carcamo.
Thank you, because it's a long way away. All of us have joined together. So congratulations to Evelyn.
Yes.
And also said because Christopher Boatman, our regular, he was trying to get through.
Mm-hmm.
He tried calling, but sadly it had to be on the WhatsApp.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And two girls got in there with elbows out. Tell you. So anyway, big thanks to all of you. It's always nice when you can take part. And Yasmin will be getting in touch with you. So.
Thank you for paying attention.
Yeah, are you talking? Are you talking to me? You'd be lucky.
Yeah, well, today they can go to Grada Radio in El Carmen.
Okay.
Until 4 p.m. to get your ticket.
Or tomorrow.
If not tomorrow, until 12 midday.
All right, do you want to explain exactly where it is?
El Carmen...
I mean, if you go via Brazil...
Before, uh-huh.
And you turn... If you go via Brazil from going up from Via España, and when you come, it's the next... It's the second set of lights, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you come up from, you've got the first big sort of set of lights. Go along to the next set of lights. You turn right,
mm-hmm.
and then you come to a one-way system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go around, follow the one-way system. It gets to the right, follow it around, and you'll see Grupo Grada, which is where Cool FM is, on the left-hand side as you go around the corner. And you'll see the sign outside with the names of all the radio stations
mm-hmm.
there.
And it's before the Noel Bakery.
There you go.
Noel Bakery trust is on
you
the
to
corner.
Know, trust you to know the bakery.
Yeah, everybody knows that bakery.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, that's great. Congratulations, ladies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need any help, you can always give Yas a call on 223-5162.
Exactly.
223-5162 if you have any problems. Speak to Yas and she'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just sort of go to my... I think I'll give myself a treat. I'm going to go to my music. Let me see. Is it long?
Oh, sorry. I got a phone call from Elliot. He said that song that you love, the about the...
Long Call Woman in a Black
uh-huh.
Dress. Yeah.
It was played by the Hollies. Hollies, I guess.
Yeah,
said.
That's right. Uh-huh. Why? What did I say?
You mentioned another name.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did. You're right. I think I said the Kinks.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Stop trying to kill me.
Yes.
I touched my mic here, and it must have been some static.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thing. Who was that called in?
Elliot Dawson.
Yeah, Elliot. Thank oh, yeah, because Elliot, yeah, he's very... Because Elliot, while we're talking about Elliot, he did send us, because I mentioned earlier on about doing three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And Elliot's called in. I'm only going to do one a day, but Elliot did call in, and he's given us three in a row. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but they're going to be done on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elliot? So I've got those here.
Yes, thank you.
Favorites of mine as well. And thank you for pointing out, because you're absolutely right. It's not the Kinks, it's the Hollies.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Don't care who it's by, I still love it. There we go. That is the Hollies and Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Whenever I hear that, I always say the same thing. It should be the name of a cocktail. And again, a big thank you to Elliot for reminding me. The Hollies, not the Kings. Trust me, Elliot, I need all the help I can get. And that's really just about brought us to the end of the program. I was going to say, ta-ta. Hey, while you're here, yes, come here. You might as well say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
There we go. That's it. Yes, because she's busy writing. It's called multitasking. So, yeah, big thanks go out this morning, of course, to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. That's Yasmin, for all the work that she does, especially on a Friday for What, Where and When. And a couple of tracks there from this day in music. And also a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday and our travel log of Pedersea. I must admit, I've only been there once. It was a very, very quick visit, so perhaps I should put it on my list of places to go back to. And also a big thank you to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK. Gets a lot of our background information for us on the programme. And as always, the boys and girls, the group of Grada, who keep us up and running, plug us in the morning and will de-plug us in a minute or so. So big thanks to that. And as always, very importantly, a big thanks and so much thanks go out to you guys, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. It's lovely to know you're out there. And when we get responses like that to our little giveaway there, it's really nice. So congratulations to the winners of that. And that's it. Just please remember, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, if you're doing any special, or if perhaps you're out in your car, because it's a good time to go, because you might be able to move. Please, 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 do it carefully. What is very important is that at 6 o'clock on Monday morning, that I'm talking to you and not talking about you, all right? Very important. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.